And the other thing, one really main thing that they want to look at and consider early on is what programs their kid might be interested in. And that's kind of the hard part. There's a lot of thought, and because kids don't know. They don't really even know. So you don't want to really say, what job do you want to do? Because it's hard to even know what jobs are out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's best to sort of think about what are they interested in and what might they like to study.
Yeah.
Go deeper with, learn more about. And then they can look at those specific programs. Because sometimes a school, you know, will be just a regular school, but they're very good in certain areas. Like where my daughter went, she went to Hartford University, which in Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
And they had a separate, very small conservatory for music. It was perfect for her because she never would have made it at, like, a Juilliard or somewhere
right.
like that, even if she did get in, right? So it was perfect for what she needed, and I think it's important to at least narrow down what areas they might be interested in. Even if they don't choose a major, there's always, like, something. There's always a way to narrow it down. What are their interests? What do they really like?
Right.
Again, picture it.
Yeah. And most of the time, aren't you taking liberal arts first couple of years anyway, mostly?
No, it depends. If they pick a specific program, sometimes those programs, colleges want you to be there for the entire 4 years.
Yeah.
So if they have a specialized program, oftentimes they do, like architecture or music or all those things, they hit the ground running in your first year. You will obviously have to take some of your gen eds, but they don't necessarily come first.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the school and the program. So, again, you want to look into that so you know, am I taking all gen eds or am I going to be taking parts of my major? Like, how's it going to look? I think every student should look at the curriculum of anything they're considering, because I can't tell you how many times I've had a student say something like, oh, I'm going to major in business. And then we look up business and I put the curriculum up on my computer and I show it to them, and they say something like, oh, I have to take all that math, or, you know, something, you know, you realize when you look at these are the actual classes you will be sitting in. You want to make sure they are, you know, they might be nervous about it, but they should be a little bit excited, not like horrified.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. It's true. It's your, you know, you're doing, you're picking something now. It's your favorite subject, something you're interested in. So, yeah, to look at it that way, it's, yeah, that's definitely a plus.
Yeah, and those are really the four main things: location, size, the housing, and the programs. Believe it or not, not money first. I know that's a huge consideration
for the parents, right?
Colleges are very expensive, and it is. It's an enormous expense, but it's not the first thing you look at, because it's schools are, they vary a lot in how much money they give in grant and scholarship monies.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you look at a school and you think, oof, that price tag's too high. You know, it's $50,000 a year and tuition. Wow. But that might be a school that also is very generous with grants and scholarships, where you get another school that maybe it's, you know, $35,000 a year, but they don't give any money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a consideration, of course, finances are, but it's not really the first thing, because you're going to see that they vary quite a bit.